Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 16th, 2025, and here are our top stories. OpenAI Investment, SoundCloud AI, AI in Biotech, AI Accessibility. OpenAI Investment. OpenAI is set to receive cloud computing resources valued at up to $4 billion over the next 4 years from CoreWeave, a data center operator closely associated with Microsoft. CoreWeave specializes in the training and operation of AI models, primarily using NVIDIA's chips, for complex calculations. OpenAI had previously invested $11.9 billion in CoreWeave, and this collaboration will see further investment for AI computing time. Despite the support, CoreWeave's initial public offering raised $1.5 billion, falling short of its $4 billion target. The company's operating loss in the first quarter was $27.5 million, with a net loss of $314.6 million, alongside a revenue of $981.6 million during the same period. SoundCloud AI. SoundCloud has updated its terms of use once more, stating, "We will not use your content to train generative AI models aiming to imitate or synthesize your voice, music, or image unless you have expressly agreed to it through an opt-in process." While this wording restricts usage, it remains somewhat vague. Generative AI typically learns patterns rather than imitating specific styles or voices directly. The line between collective style and individual signature blurs with large datasets, especially in music and voices. SoundCloud's communications head, Marnie Greenberg, assures transparency and clear opt-out options if content is used for AI training in the future. SoundCloud had previously amended its terms in February 2024 to allow uploaded music for training purposes. AI in Biotech. Researchers from MIT, Harvard University, and the Broad Institute have unveiled a groundbreaking computational method that delves into the unexplored realm of protein localization in human cells. This new approach allows the prediction of the precise location of proteins within any human cell line, even if both the protein and cell line have never been previously examined. Such an innovation holds promise for aiding researchers and clinicians in diagnosing diseases more efficiently and pinpointing potential drug targets. Additionally, this technique could significantly enhance biologists' comprehension of the intricate connections between protein localization and complex biological processes. The study has been published in Nature Methods. AI Accessibility. Global Accessibility Awareness Day sees the introduction of fresh updates for Android and Chrome, leveraging AI to enhance accessibility. Integration of Google AI and Gemini into mobile experiences continues, extending Gemini's capabilities from last year's screen reader enhancements to enabling users to ask questions about images. Expressive captions now deliver real-time transcription of audio across numerous apps, capturing both content and tone. Support for developers aims to expand these features globally, including efforts to improve speech recognition for non-English speakers in Africa. Chromebooks enhance accessibility through Google's features, and Chrome's new OCR functionality and Page Zoom improve user interaction with scanned PDFs and web page text. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.